Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for October 27th to November 3rd and beyond?
Retrograde Mercury will be exactly conjunct Saturn on Tuesday, October 29th. Communications are already slowed down when Mercury is retrograde. Now add in Saturn, the planet of delay, and the result is even more delay than usual.
Saturn is also the reality check planet. Mercury, as the planet of the rational mind, becomes the planet of decisions. A retrograde planet signifies going back over the past. Thus, Saturn with retrograde Mercury means having to come to terms with past decisions, like spying on your friends, just because you have that capability.
And the downside is that since Saturn also signifies suffering, you may have to suffer due to the past decision. Can you think of an example, David?
Oh, yes. Well, certainly the Republicans are suffering. The consequences of their decision to shut down the federal government have made them really unpopular with the voters.
Indeed. Well, Venus enters Sagittarius on Wednesday, October 30th. Venus will form a sambandha, a relationship, with Jupiter due to being in Jupiter's sign Sagittarius while simultaneously being in mutual aspect with Jupiter. Both Jupiter and Venus are natural benefics in Vedic astrology, but their energies are not friendly towards each other. Venus is love, and Sagittarius, as well as Jupiter, signifies beliefs. This can show up as being in love with your own beliefs.
Oh, yes, what a pleasure. Venus is pleasures. Jupiter is the energy of expansion. When the two planets interact, we can get too much of everything. Mm. The result can be overindulgence, expense, and dissipation. Jupiter is hope and optimism. Venus is the planet of appearance. Thus, we get a false view of reality. Venus is also the planet of the value of something. Jupiter is the planet of increase. This combination leads to inflated value, so prices rise.
Uranus and Mars form an exact quincunx aspect, also called disjunct, to each other on Thursday, October 31st. Mars sends a full force aspect 8 signs ahead of itself. Mars is at 15 degrees Leo. Uranus is at 15 degrees Pisces, 8 signs ahead. This is a potentially deadly combination, since Mars is the planet of violence and Uranus is the planet of sudden, unexpected events. Certainly leading up to this, there have been an awful lot of violent events in the news. And just recently, the Italian volcano Mount Etna is now erupting.
Yes, turning back the clock a bit, the last time this aspect between Mars and Uranus was exact was in November 2011. That was when Silvio Berlusconi resigned as head of Italy's government, throwing that country in turmoil. That same week, a huge explosion blew up an ammunition depot in Tehran, since blamed on the Israelis, who were bent on taking out some significant Iranian rocket technology.
Or so they say.
Yes. Mercury, while moving backwards in Libra, hits Saturn on Tuesday. Then it hits Rahu on the weekend. Mercury combined with Rahu's energy can give some strange events. Since it is an eclipse point, Rahu can obscure things. Mercury is the planet of communication and the planet of media. Putting them together gives us disinformation. Mercury is thinking in ideas, and when retrograde results in backwards thinking. Rahu is obsession. We can expect more weird news, obfuscation, and irrational commentary from the usual talking heads in the coming week.
Also on Sunday, November 3rd, it will be the new moon at 17 degrees Libra. This new moon is a total solar eclipse. The eclipse will be visible over the mid-Atlantic and Central Africa. The new moon eclipse will be conjunct Saturn and retrograde Mercury. This is the beginning of the Hindu lunar month, Kartika, named for the nakshatra of the full moon, Kritika. This month is normally considered good for leadership and making important decisions, but the eclipse, plus retrograde Mercury, will severely compromise the energy of this month. The ancients regarded eclipses as portentous. Eclipses signal forthcoming changes, usually bad. Usually the event does not happen on the day of the eclipse, but rather days or even months afterwards, when the eclipse point gets stimulated by an interaction with a transiting planet passing through.
Ron, doesn't this eclipse look pretty wacky to you? I mean, it's barely 2 degrees away from Saturn, and at the same time, barely 5 degrees away from a Mercury-Rahu conjunction with Mercury retrograde to boot. Looks like a pretty severe energy combo to me. Libra is the sign that seeks balance because it is usually out of balance, and everything is squeezed into the Swati nakshatra. Swati's deity is Vayu, the god of wind, representing the power to scatter things like the wind.
Right.
In Hindu mythology, Vayu is subject to unrepressed violent desires. Somehow I don't get a good feeling about this.
Yes, David, it is a rather odd combination of factors. And if the ancients were with us, they would be advising us to propitiate the gods and to batten down the hatches for this one.
So does this indicate some major crisis?
Well, you know, the ancients feared eclipses because often something bad would happen, but usually that meant some interference with one's efforts, so efforts were short-circuited. So it may just be, well, like Vayu, the god of the wind, a lot of talk and fuss that just scatters the energy, and nothing really comes of it.
Ah, more support of my pothole theory of eclipses. I guess we'll see what develops.
Okay. Until next week.